You're listening to SBS News.
Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie has defended her allocation of $100 million in community sports grants during her time as sports minister. This follows an Australian National Audit Office review which deemed the federal government misused the money and had given most of the grants to key coalition marginal election seats during last year's election campaign. Senator McKenzie says she didn't do anything wrong.
The Auditor General's report is really, really clear. No rules were broken. Every single one of those 684 projects that was funded was eligible. And I would have loved to have nearly $400 million to have funded every single eligible project.
Labor MP Tony Burke says Senator McKenzie must resign. He's also accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of having a role in the awarding of grants.
There is no doubt Bridget McKenzie needs to go. You can't get a report like that and remain a minister in the Commonwealth government. It also says something about Scott Morrison. Bridget McKenzie was doing exactly what Scott Morrison wants, to treat taxpayers' money as a personal marketing fund for Scott Morrison.
Some political observers have drawn parallels between this controversy and the so-called Sports Rorts affair in the 1990s. Labor's Ross Kelly, the then sports minister, was forced to resign after she was unable to explain the handing out of grants to marginal electorates under a $30 million scheme. John Hewson, who was opposition leader at the time, led the charge to see her stand down. He says the two cases share similarities.
In the case of Ros Kelly, of course, there were parliamentary inquiries which found she didn't do anything illegal, but she'd showed pretty pathetic administration. And in the end, it was untenable for her to remain. So the emphasis is on Bridget McKenzie to demonstrate that she did nothing wrong.
Alan Lee, SBS News.